escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Holiday vibes, no doubt. Paul Hamilton with us on the Wester Hotline. It's been a while since we've talked ABBA with Paul. Maybe it's overdue that we do, Bulldog, don't you think? It's been too long since we've talked about ABBA. Is ABBA holding up these 50 years later, Paul?
Well, they don't do like any reunion concerts or anything like that, although they're getting up there in age. But haven't seen them live in a while.
Live or alive in a while, you're kind of saying here. I have to say, both are true of me. So, Kevin Adams speaking today. How much of, and we have development camp too continuing, how much of where we're at here with Adams, with the Sabres, is kind of a wrap on things, Paul? Like, it's never that business is necessarily closed, but today feel like closure?
No, because the Byram thing is still there. I think it seems might be closure after that. He said that, he's always looking to make the team better. And if that happens, if that comes along, he will do that. But he kind of, said he likes the team and where they're at right now. And so it seems like the Byram thing. And then, of course, getting contract extensions for Tuck and maybe Kesselring also are on the agenda too, and those negotiations have started also, but the Byram thing is still there, and so that has to be figured out one way or the other.
Paul, did I hear it correctly? It sounds to me like Adams is explaining the amount of cap room they have as making sure they have room to fit in a Byram offer sheet. And that's why, I don't want to misconstrue it, but it sounded to me like an explanation for why they weren't doing more or more active at all. Am I connecting the wrong dots here? Because I just had trouble with the explanation about, it just sounds to me like we're not going to use the cap room anyway. You all know it, but he's not going to say that. So he's telling you if somebody comes off the top rope with a $10 million a year offer sheet for Byram, we want to be able to match it.
Well, yeah, he said we have to be ready for anything, and that, including that. And he said we are definitely, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. He said, this is him talking, we are definitely matching anything that were to come along.
Yeah.
So he said we have to be ready and open for anything. Once the Byram situation is taken care of, then you know what kind of cap space you have. Or, yeah. I mean, they have approximately around 13.8 as far as million in cap space right now. Timmins needs a deal also. That's not going to be much.
Levi.
So that's, what they're looking at. But, they're just – that he wants to be ready for any scenario that comes with that. Maybe – it almost sounds like he might be expecting it.
Yeah.
You know, expecting an offer sheet type of a scenario. So he doesn't want to be caught, as he said, you know, where, you know, it's like, well, now we can't do that or whatever. Once I think that situation is settled, then, you know, you look, all right, and this is what we've got. And, you know, yeah, we'll move forward with that. And the number that I gave you includes, I have Ryan Johnson on the Sabres cap right now. So that would include that. It's not a lot of money, but I'm just saying,
right,
people
right.
are saying, well, where are you coming from here? I kind of think, for me right now, I don't have Byram in my lineup. I do have Johnson in my lineup. I think he's the guy that they would want in there, you know, should it happen. And then, of course, if Byram signs or if there's an offer sheet and you have that money, then, of course, all that's going
to
change.
I want to get to Johnson in a second because Mike and I were talking about him a little earlier in the week, and I thought maybe the window had closed on him, but maybe it's reopened here for him. But on the Byram situation, is it unfair for me to say back to all of that, well, that's why you trade him before July 1st, so you don't have to worry about keeping cap space warm in the case of an offer sheet because you've already taken care of the business. It's done. He's off your team, and there can't be an offer sheet, and now you can just go about, you know, spending your money.
Yeah, I true. But the problem, you know, the thing is, I don't know what the offers are. I don't know if, you know, right now, it just the Sabres don't seem to like the offers as far as trades go for Byram. And I would not just trade him to trade him. You know, it's just like, well, just to get him off the books, trade him. But I don't think this is equal value. I think we should get more. The way he was talking later in the conversation, it sounds like he might be looking for a forward and a defenseman for Byram. You know, because somebody was asking him about, well, if you don't have Byram, what are you going to do on defense? And it's like, well, I can't answer that question because if I don't have Byram, I don't know what I'm getting back. And he did mention, am I getting back a forward and a defenseman? Am I getting back, you know, so he said, he goes, I'm not avoiding your question, but, it matters what he's getting back as far as, you know, where he goes from there.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. What did you want to ask about Johnson?
Oh, just that if you agree with that assertion. Like I said, Mike and I talked about it, and I said it was me that said it. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's not up and coming anymore. I think maybe he missed his window. But a three-year commitment – and year one is, you know, two ways so he can go down at a lower salary. But I think the back end 2 years are full NHL salary. And maybe his play is behind their decision on Docker, Bernard Docker, I should say.
Yeah, and you know, Mike Leone spoke right at the beginning of camp also. And I did, as you know, I got to see playoffs down in Rochester, and you know what Leone described is what I saw. Johnson, along with Rathbone, were like a shutdown pair down there, and Johnson saw a lot of key ice time in key situations for them down there, and apparently that's the way it was going during the regular season too. So you know, he called him a shutdown pair with Rathbone down there, and it seems like, you know, he did blossom a little bit last year playing in Rochester pretty much for the whole season. So I think that's part of it. Adams was talking about Bernard Docker, and he said, yeah, he goes, you have to look at it different. It almost sounded like he was a little nervous about arbitration with him. He said, he goes, we're looking at the guy, maybe our number eight defenseman here. And he said, if it's just the number of qualifying offer, he said, that's different. But he goes, that's not really what the number is going to be. He goes, that's what you do just to keep his rights.
Right.
And he said, at the end of the day, you know, he goes, this is what he could have. He didn't say what the figure was, but, you know, if he goes to arbitration and wins, that figure is going to be maybe above what they're willing to pay for a number eight defenseman type of a thing. So he goes, that's one of the reasons they did. But I think Johnson might have played in that also. And Lindy Ruff's opinion, I think, played into it too, whatever that may be. We don't get a chance to speak with Lindy Ruff, through all this. But, you know, there are going to be some questions for Lindy Ruff too as far as roster construction and those types of things next time we get together with him.
Far be it for me to know more about how arbitration works in the NHL than the GM of the Sabres, but Bernard Docker's accomplished exactly what in the league that would get him an arbitration ruling that would be scary. I just can't really even get my head around that. He signed on the open market for $875 yesterday. What was an arbitrator going to go? Oh, he should get $2 million. I don't know. I can't really get my head around that.
I think maybe Paul would agree, but I'll find out. I think the move that sort of made this all harder than it needed to be was signing Bryson back in the spring. Like, what was the point of that other than what would be obvious, which is like, we like the player and whatever Ruff thinks, et cetera. But was that worth doing?
Yeah, because, again, he's not in your top six. He also, that's why I think you're looking at also either a 7-8 guy, which is the same thing as Bernard Docker. Judging from what Adams was just saying right now, which tells me that Johnson probably is by both of them. And it's the one thing I liked about Bryson is he can go almost a month not playing and jump in and be fine for a game or two and help you play. So he was signed just more for depth. Jason Bryson knows what the Sabres want out of him. He knows he's not in their top six. You could almost send him to Rochester if you have to. I mean, you've got Timmins, you got Kesselring. It sounds like they like Johnson. I don't know what they're going to do with the new guy, Jones, that they signed from New York. He did say they were very surprised that he wasn't qualified and he was available to them. So, you know, they had signed him, Zach Jones. So, at $900,000, so... You know, where does he fit in ahead of Bryson, behind Bryson? Is he in Rochester? You know, that type of a scenario.
Yeah. What about Alex Lyon was learned today, Paul? Like what the plan is for him? Is he just here to compete? Was there anything that might have sounded interesting about what was said?
Not interesting, but yeah, I mean, he's here to push Luukkonen. It sounds like Luukkonen is the starting goaltender right now, but Lyon's here to push him and to be available if needed. You know, he didn't come out and say this, that, well, if Luukkonen fails, we can put Lyon in. That's what I'm saying. I think, you know, and you could. That's, you know, I think why you go get a guy like him. But definitely to push Luukkonen and, you know, he felt it was a good pair for them. And it also allows them to, you know, keep developing Levi down in Rochester.
I think I got to this yesterday when you were with us, Paul, so I hate to be repetitive, but I'm looking at their forward group. If you get all the way to Kozak, I think it's at 14. I had 13 yesterday, and Kozak's on a two-way deal, so you know there's more flexibility there with him to go to Rochester.
We left him out yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I was at 13, and I left him out because of the two-way thing. But anyway, 13, if not 14 forwards signed. I feel like his salary is also more manageable. You know, other guys here, like, you know, are just bigger numbers. Danforth, for example, $1.8 million. Like, he's on your team. He's on this team anyway.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely is.
So, where is a new guy going if they were to find their way to one? that's a question I might have. Like, is this team going to – unless they throw one of these guys, throw a Krebs in as a sweetener in a deal or something that they find to their liking that includes Byram, then maybe that's how you open up a spot that way. But if all they're doing is looking to deal Byram for the right deal, I don't know that I'm expecting anything up top here, especially at the high end of the roster.
Yeah, and the thing is, I talked about who do I have in my salary cap. I do not have Kozak. I have him starting in Rochester.
Yeah.
You know, right now I have somebody, Danforth, Doan, Malenstein, somebody like that as the extra forward.
Right.
And I don't know if they would go with two extra D. The Byram thing is what throws everything off for me, is where are your extra guys? You know, is Byram in your lineup? Is he not? You know, who are your extra forwards? What are they doing with Jones? You know, is Bryson up here? You know, whether you go with two extra D and one extra forward, two extra forwards, one extra D. You can always trade a forward also. You might, you know, if something comes along, you can trade Malenstein. Or I know it didn't work out maybe quite as well as they – I mean, he certainly, you know, was in on the forecheck and did those things. But, you know, he had quite a few more points in Washington than he did in Buffalo. You like for him to contribute a little bit. But if a good forward comes available – and you got to trade Quinn or somebody, fine, trade Quinn. I don't care. Or Quinn maybe is on the outside looking in then. I mean, that's right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I put my depth chart, I have him playing basically with Norris and Tuck. But if something comes along where you can get a forward top six and Quinn's not dressed, fine. I have zero problem with that.
Yeah.
You know, to put it in there, and maybe he and Danforth are you're the two guys that, you know, aren't dressing type of a scenario. So there's a number of different ways to look at it. You can always open up a spot if, as you said, you could trade Krebs somewhere. Because Danforth, you know, if you want Danforth in the lineup, maybe Krebs goes to the wing and Danforth goes to the middle. And maybe you got Danforth, Doan, and Malenstein. And you know, you can trade somebody else to mm-hmm. So I think there are a number of, I wouldn't shy away from trying to get a forward. I wouldn't say there aren't any jobs. You can open up a job any way you'd like. And as I said, you can do it by trade. You can do it however you'd like to do it. If they're afraid of opening up a job, you know, well, if they can really improve this team with a forward and they're afraid of opening up a job, that would like blow my head off.
Well, the reason I'm thinking that way, Paul, is because of the money. I don't think they're going to put $1.8 million in the press box in Danforth. Like, I think if he's on the team, he's going to be in the lineup. And so I'm worried about if they want to spend enough to make something happen here. That's really it.
Well, then Doan at 925 would be sitting. I mean,
yeah.
Once we get to the season, that's up to Lindy Ruff. I mean, I how much money you have sitting in the press box?
Yeah.
To me, you just kind of totally ignore that. I mean, that's up to Lindy Ruff what he wants to do with his lineup and who should be playing and who shouldn't be. And then you run into injuries too. You know, who's hurt, who's not, through training camp, and you know they're not going to, you know, not have injuries and that type of thing. So, but that's, you know, I did raise my eyebrow a little bit today when he kind of made it sound like, well, if something comes along, we're certainly going to be looking to improve our team. But
yeah,
he kind of made it sound like they're finished.
He sounded to me like his team's on the floor. Yeah, that's what I think too.
Salary floor?
On Byram, I want to just make this observation and get reactions perhaps from both of you. Has there been any noise from Byram, or really more importantly, the agent, throughout all this? Like, when Adams talks about Byram and he understands where we're at, and I've been honest with the agent, I'm inclined to believe him. Like, I know people in this position, Adams himself, are gonna, you know, because they feel they need to mislead you, maybe flat out even lie. But I feel like if Byram and the agent felt like they were getting strung along here and getting stonewalled on, you know, getting a trade in place and getting him out of here and signing the lifetime achievement contract that he's certainly, I'm sure, looking for at this point in his career, maybe they'd be rattling the cage a little bit. But I've not, and unless I've missed it, I've not heard a peep out of them, which sort of tells me that they're on board, sort of waiting by the phone to see what happens. Yes, we'd like to go somewhere else, but if we can't, you know, we're not going to be miserable about it.
No, I think you're right. I believe what I've heard from Kevin Adams about Byram. You can go back to Sam Reinhart. Sam Reinhart was perfectly willing to play out with the Sabres one more year if he had to. He was fine. He goes, you have me for one more year. If you want me to play here, I'll play here. That's fine, but I'm not re-signing. Just to let you know, I'm not re-signing with the team. He felt like, that he never had gotten an offer for a long-term deal. He felt slighted by that. Three different GMs, and it was like, Kevin, that's fine if you want to offer something, but I'm not going to take it. I just don't feel like right. I've been respected. But he was totally fine with, if you want me to play the final year here, I will. That I'm I'll give you everything I've got.
Right.
And I think Byram's in that situation too. It's like, I can't be an unrestricted free agent for two more years. If you want me to play another year, that's fine. And I believe him that Bo Byram will give you everything he's got, just like he did last year. He's not going to be pouting. He's going to have a smile on his face in the locker room and be interacting with his teammates and trying to win hockey games. And if that winds up being the case. So Adams hasn't said anything here where my eyebrows raised and go, ooh, that doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
What he's been saying about Bo Byram does sound right from what I know of Bo Byram.
What's new with development camp, which runs through tomorrow?
This has been a weird development camp, Mike. It really has. I was sitting there today. I've hardly seen any of it. I'm in front of it, but I'm writing stories about free agency and, concentrating kind of on other things. It just seems like it landed at a spot that's been different in other years. I mean, I haven't even had a chance to write anything about it. I think that's going to happen when development camp's over, when finally all this stuff is past us. And then I can talk about some of the guys from development camp who we've chatted with, some of the local guys, Mertka and that type of thing. And I can kind of get to that. But as far as if you say, well, what have you seen? Well, I've seen my computer top, and I've seen Kevin Adams talking while it's going on next to us, and nothing really is computed all that much. I think where I really will get a good eyeful and be able to concentrate is tomorrow during the 3-on-3 and, see some of these guys compete in that. But this is the first time I can remember where, as I said, I've been in front of development camp, but I've kind of been sidetracked doing other things, even though it's going on in front of me.
Is there a player you're most excited about, at least?
The kids in college I really was looking forward to seeing and actually even seeing tomorrow. Guys that, Kleber, who was a second-round pick. Mertka, of course. I'm looking forward to seeing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Seeing him in the 3-on-3 to see what they have in him. I'm curious also about the goaltender, in Seattle's done a good job. Who, if you remember last year...
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, he played the preseason game because the Sabres were over in Germany and Czechia. So it was, as he called it, the Buffalo Amherst playing like the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Ratzlaff was in goal playing the Blue Jackets team, the NHL team. And for the two periods he played, he shut them out. And he looked at it, he goes, I looked at Twitter and saw their lineup, and he goes, what do I got to lose? Just go play. you know, and he got in net and showed at least that, you know, and, you know, I think it's he'll probably be the pair with Levi in Rochester this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. But, you know, when I say guys like Adam Kleber, the second round pick last year, a big kid, right defenseman, Brody Ziemer, who was the third round pick last year, who played at Minnesota this year. It's not very many guys that play as true freshmen at Minnesota. And he talked about that today where, you know, when you're a true freshman, you're going up against guys who are, what, 4 years older than you,
yeah.
5 years older than you? Because most guys go to the USHL before right. they wind up in college. That's what Kleber did. He played 2 years in Lincoln for the USHL before he played for the University of Minnesota Duluth. And the two of them actually are both from Minnesota. They played peewee hockey. They were on the same team in peewee.
Kleber and Ziemer?
Yeah. You know, that talked about that. So, you know, a big – but Kleber's just such a big guy. I mean, he's 6'5", and he's still smaller than Mertka. You know, and he's a right-handed shooting defenseman as a number two. Unfortunately, Sturbeck couldn't be here, the number two in 2023. But here's a right-handed shooting defenseman also was a number two pick playing at Michigan State, and I would have loved to have seen him again. But the thing about Ziemer, I remember last year in development camp in this three-on-three, he's got an absolute missile for a shot. And, you know, he gets it off in a hurry. And so that's, you know, to have that already, you know, as he's only played 1 year of college. So this is the chance to see the college guys, and I'm looking forward to that. Gavin McCarthy, the third-round pick from Clarence Center. You know, he's a guy playing at Boston University. I'm looking forward to seeing him and his progress. So those are the guys, you know, we get to see now because we don't get to see them at the Prospects Tournament because they're already in school and they can't be here. So this is a chance to see those guys that the Sabres have drafted.
Very good. Thanks, Paul. Keep your head up tomorrow.
I will be. I'll be looking. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Good work this week, Paul, although it's only Wednesday. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul's appearances with us brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Look ahead to the AFC and the Bills season with Aaron Schatz after the break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.